The Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network is encouraging pork producers to watch for and immediately report the symptoms of Streptococcus zooepidemicus. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Streptococcus zooepidemicus, or strep zoo, is one of three potential emerging diseases identified in the Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network's report of infections reported by veterinarians in the region during the second quarter of 2019. Question manager Dr. Jette Christensen says, while this disease is rare, it can actually mimic foreign animal disease, either African swine fever or classical swine fever.
Well, the clinical signs that we've seen so far has been basically sudden death or death on arrival at an abattoir. In sow herds, it's also caused infertility or abortions. And so far, we've seen it in four sow barns. We've seen it in culled sows in assembly yards. We've seen it at one provincial packing plant. And we've had reports back from a U.S. abattoir that they had increased losses in sows, and the losses they talk about, that's dead on arrival, basically. So the assembly yards, the provincial packing plant in the U.S. abattoir has reported sudden death and found Streptococcus zooepidemicus in these dead animals. It's been interesting with the experience from the four sow herds in our region that have been diagnosed with this streptococcus, that it's affected gilts and sows, but not their litters.
Dr. Christensen says if you see sudden death or increased abortions or infertility or get back abattoir reports of death on arrival, consult your veterinarian. And since strep zoo has been diagnosed at abattoirs and assembly yards, good biosecurity around the transport of culled animals and market hogs is critical. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.